Flock of Seagulls, Iran. It's Ocean 100, 740. Good morning, Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. I should tell you about our pump-up song with Greenfoot Energy Solutions very quickly here before we roll on to our interesting Islanders segment, which is always fun on a Friday. The song you're going to be listening for today for a chance to win a heat pump from Greenfoot Energy Solutions is in the 3 o'clock hour. So between 3 and 4 o'clock, Gerard will play you Sweet Child of Mine. Guns N' Roses. All right. That'll be your pump up song for today, this afternoon, between 3 and 4 o'clock. When you hear it, text us pump up to 902-368-1720. Not now. Sometime between 3 and 4 o'clock. And we'll have another qualifier with Gerard coming up this afternoon. Good luck. All the details.
Is there a more defined pump up song than that one?
That's a pretty good pump up song. I know I can think of a lot. You know, I used to do music at the hockey rinks and stuff, man. Do. I know pump-up songs. I know pump-up.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
I should have done up a theme song for this. Like, every interesting Islander needs their own theme song, like a pump-up song. Okay. You know, like, maybe Eye of the Tiger for this guy. Interesting Islander Day is here, and we have Mark McLean, the Minister of Health and Wellness, with us today. Hello, sir. How you doing?
Thanks, Darcy. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for coming into our world so early in the day. This is a very casual setting. You know, we're going to learn about you. We're going to say hi to some folks. You know, we'll have a little bit of fun this morning. I hope you're okay with that.
Sure, I'm looking forward to it.
And we'll get to learn about you too.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome, Mark. It's so nice to have you here.
Thanks.
You have a lot of different titles, Minister of Health and Wellness, but today you are Interesting Islander. And we've been chatting off air. You've got lots of interesting stories. Tell us first, kind of the beginning. Where did you grow up?
Well, I'll try to be as interesting as possible. Again, I lived in Sherwood, grew up there. I moved to Cornwall probably in 1992. So a lot of my formative years were in Sherwood. And as we spoke off air, I was in the second immersion, French immersion class ever.
Second French immersion class ever in PEI.
Yeah, so I have a bond with that first class. I think when we see each other on the street, we kind of have the nod that we were the first to embark on that. So it was a really good experience, you know, to be bilingual, and I don't use it much in my career as I should, but I certainly can speak French when necessary.
The whole French immersion thing, though, it is interesting because, especially in the early days, that group of kids stayed together for their entire grades 1 through 12.
We did, and we actually, we had to go to Queen Charlotte and go to school because that was the only junior high that offered French immersion at the time. So for me, I went to school with almost everybody in the Charlottetown area and then moved to Cornwall.
It was setting you up for your future. And you went to university, not just UPEI, couple spots,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I kind of had an interesting path. I was very fortunate when I was about 16 or 17, I went to play in the Quebec League. That wasn't yesterday, probably 1987. And I always say to people back then, I wouldn't talk to my parents for 2 weeks at a time.
No wow,
email,
yeah.
No email, stuff like that.
Right.
And it was a little bit rough and tumble back then, to say the least. So sometimes I tease my parents and say, what were you thinking when they let me leave home in grade 11 to play hockey? But again, what a fantastic experience.
Right.
At the time, there was only three Islanders playing in the queue. That would be George Wilcox from Summerside and KJ White. George and I played in the same team, and KJ actually played for the Windsor Spitfires. So we actually all landed at the Memorial Cup, which is the national championship.
What team were you on?
Hull Olympics.
Hull,
at that time,
right.
Which was awesome. Owned actually by Wayne Gretzky. And David Foster.
Wow, in 87.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
The owners. Neat. Yeah, so we're very fortunate that we were well taken care of and a very professional organization.
Right.
Yeah. And really important to have those billet families, right?
Yeah, I did. I did live with a family. And again, back to my French, I live with a French-speaking only player. So in order to help him integrate, with his English and so on and so forth. So they actually, made that conscious decision to put me with somebody who was French only. So that we could help each other, so to speak.
So having that in your back pocket, it must be pretty cool to see, a Q team here and flourishing for as long as it has.
Yeah, and again, back to connections, Alain Vigneault, who was one of the original coaches was my coach in Hull.
Incredible. And that's right. He spent a long time there and had a very decorated career with the Hull Olympic.
Very good coach. And I always remember I met him at Stratford Home Hardware when he first moved to PEI. Yeah. He used to call me Patat, which is French for potato.
Yeah.
And kind of had a little joke and said that you're now in my province now.
Incredible.
So, yeah, it was pretty neat.
Incredible.
Experience.
Alain Vigneault and Serge Savard Jr. hired me to do the music for The Rocket when they came here at a trivia night at Myron's.
Oh, is that how it started?
That's how that started for me. Sorry, but let's not make this about me. Let's not make this about me at all. When did you come back to UPEI?
Yeah, so when I finished there, I came back. I started at Concordia and then finished my university degree in 1993 at UPEI. I had my business degree. And then that first year, my last year of university, I started my company, the technology company that I owned for about 9 years.
Mm-hmm. And what was that?
It was called PrinterWorks. It's now a member of the Datarite group of companies. So I hate to say it sounds very... It's the truth. I was very fortunate. I hired Lori Tremere, Wally Ford, and Bev Barr, who were the foundation of that business. And Lori Tremere is still there 30 years later. So that was a really great experience and very fortunate.
Okay.
And pretty impressive that you, so in your university time, you had played in the Quebec Major Junior League, come back to UPEI, and started your own business. You're like Doogie Howser, practically. Like, how did you do that?
Yeah, I guess I was looking for an opportunity at the time. It was kind of part-time, I think. We always say we started at my father's basement.
Yeah.
Started that company. And, you know, by the time I sold it in 2001, we were probably doing about $2 million in sales. I had six employees. So now there's now six Datarite locations in Atlantic Canada. So very proud of that it's still in existence. It was kind of a catalyst to my next career as I became president of iWave Information Systems, which at the time was a publicly traded company.
Yes,
on the Toronto Venture Exchange. I was only two publicly traded companies at the time. So I always say I got lucky twice in my life. I had the opportunity to run that company for about 9 years. It was financially challenged when we took it over and, you know, some stressful times and changing the business model. But another really good experience from a business perspective.
All right. The man's got lots of clout. We'll continue to unpack it as we chat with Mark McLean, our Minister of Health and Wellness. But more importantly today, our interesting Islander on Ocean 100. Stand by.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Please listen responsibly.
You aren't dreaming. We have the best music.
Successful 2024 harvest. Brought to you by Cavendish Farms and the PEI Potato Board.
Mainly cloudy today with a chance of showers. We will see some clearing this afternoon. Wind gusting up to 60 and a high of 14. Tonight, cloudy, more showers. Wind gusting to 40 and a low of 7. And tomorrow, showers, about 5 to 10 millimeters of rain. Clearing in the afternoon, wind gusting to 70. Tomorrow's high is 14. Right now it's 9 in Summerside, 8 in Montague, 7 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
And again, those drop-offs going on right now at Island schools. School buses are rolling, flashing lights coming on. Please pay attention for those. Crossing guards are out. Hey, it's a long weekend coming up. We're excited for that. Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. What American president had the Secret Service code name Rawhide? Who was that? Text me your answer. I'll have it after 8. Someone will win a $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts. More with Mark McLean, our interesting Islander, coming at you next.
Our house had the biggest patio. Our house had all the summer shade. Patio
Lanterns, Kim Mitchell, Ocean 100. G'day. It's Friday. Long weekend incoming. Thanksgiving long weekend incoming. And take a few minutes to be grateful for something this weekend.
Yes.
Be thankful. Just, you know, a little moment of reflection is all it takes, right? A wise person once told me that if you are feeling gratitude, it's impossible to feel anxiety. I really took that to heart.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. So there you go.
How long?
That was in an email that you were sent yesterday too.
I was going to say. I remember that from yesterday.
An email that we all got.
So you've really carried that around for the last 24 hours and really focusing on that.
And forward from
Amazing.
Here.
We are joined here today with our interesting Islander, Mark McLean.
Wow, yes. Look at you segueing. I love it.
I know. We're happy to have you here, Mark. And we would love to ask you about your family. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, obviously, I'm pretty fortunate. I'm a husband first and dad second, obviously, and everything else falls after that. So I have three, I wouldn't call them kids anymore. No. They're young adults. I have two girls in university and one in grade 11. So very proud of my three daughters and what they've accomplished so far in their life and the type of people that they are. And I guess as of Monday, I've been married 24 years to my wonderful wife, Margie, who was a pharmacist at Stratford Pharmacy.
I have to say one thing, and I've told her this before, and I've told you this before. Margie over at Stratford Pharmacy, she's just fantastic. And my dad, she's just so great at what she does. And we love her, and she helps all kinds of people.
Amazing.
We should, again, wish her a happy anniversary and perhaps lead into other celebrations.
Look at that.
You're the segue queen
right now. Oh my goodness. Celebration calendar and draw day today. Come on. Hunter Johnston, happy third birthday from Mom, Dad, Nana, Poppy, and Grammy and Poppy. Ty Doucette is six today for Mom and all your family and friends. Belated birthday for William Montgomery from your favorite daughter in Kensington. Karen Clark, happy 60th. Love from Lena, Marin, Michaela, Jordan, Craig, and Mike. Belated birthday for Dolly and Clayton Cuddy in Gladstone. Happy birthday. Wedding anniversary for Joanne and Bill Drake, their 11th anniversary in North River. That's from family and friends. Belated birthday for Sarah Voss, turned 38 this week, from Cohen, Abel, Jason, and Archie. Twins Ethan and Nate Sheehan in Rollo Bay, 11 today, from family and friends. Kennedy Warren, happy 10th, from Mom, John, little brother Bentley, and little sister Madeline. And Desiree Wells, a.k.a. The Designator.
Whoa.
Oh, you got to say it like that. Desiree Wells, The Designator. From Cornwall, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday in Charlottetown to Dane and Pete Locke. Dane, 9. Pete, 6. Two great brothers. Happy birthday from Grammy and Pappy. Tucker O'Hanley in Mount Stuart is 9. And happy 60th in Kensington to Karen Clark.
Tomorrow, Coralie McPhee in Basin Head is celebrating a birthday. Elsie, Cora, Ann Bacon also celebrating a birthday tomorrow in Cornwall, turning 11. Chuck Grady from Summerside is turning 55 tomorrow. Happy 40th birthday wish to Jenna Reeves, also celebrating tomorrow. Jesse Horn celebrating tomorrow. And on Sunday, JP Chason from Surrey. Happy birthday. Lots of love from Mom, Dad, Katie, and Lucy. Happy birthday to Barb Hunter. Love from Kim and John. Barb is in Summerside, and let's just say the brown envelopes will start next month.
Oh, congratulations.
Okay, there you go.
Congratulations.
Tomorrow, Peyton Murphy and Montague is turning 5. Happy birthday to Rhonda Weatherby in Stratford from Mom, Dana, Brianna, Aaron, Jessica, Owen, Lila, and Ryan. And Maria McKenzie, happy birthday from your mom, dad, and two brothers. Maria's in Warren Grove turning 22.
Okay, all right. That is your celebration calendar list, and it means it's time to make a couple of draws for bridge passes. Congratulations to Cindy Ferguson and Kelly Craswell. Yeah. Yeah, you got yourself a bridge pass. We will get those in the mail for you ASAP. Good luck.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime to
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott for Home Hardware, Charlottetown, and Kinloch.
All right, let's tidy up Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. What American president had the Secret Service codename Rawhide? Ronald Reagan. Yeah, it was. Let's do some congratulations right now. Patricia Oatway gets a pair of tickets to check out Tom Petty tribute, The Wildflowers, at the Harborfront Theater on the 15th. And Aaron Taylor is our winner of the $100 gift card today. Congratulations, everybody. Queen and David Bowie, it's Ocean. Pressure. Queen and David Bowie, Under Pressure, Ocean 100. It is 8:11. Good morning. Good morning. I hope you're having a great day so far. We're getting set for a long weekend. Maybe there's some turkey on your horizon. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. We have Minister of Health and Wellness with us today as our interesting Islander, Mark McLean. Thanks for doing this, getting up a little earlier and coming into our world.
It's a great way to start my day.
Yeah, and we think it's a good way to start a day.
Well,
we enjoy it.
We do. It took me a little while to get used to the schedule, I must say. Yeah.
Anyway. That's all right. You're used to it.
I'm getting it down. Mark, we are so happy to have you here, and I know I've known you for, I guess, many years. You've been involved in your community from the get-go, as a dad, as a coach, involved in sports and all kinds of different stuff. Did that perhaps tee you up for where you headed, or you've always been connected to your community?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, again, it's a great way to support your kids. You know, my kids have played virtually every sport you could imagine, from soccer to field hockey to ringette. So I guess I took the approach that if I was there, I'm going to contribute. So I've coached, I've been a manager of a team and stuff like that. So I guess that gives you the opportunity to, you know, stay close to your kids. And I always say it's the drive to the field and the drive back, whereas that's quality time.
That is the time, the drive time, where you get those chats.
Especially when they become teenagers.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you get some one-on-one time with them. And I've had some great experiences.
So true.
But even before you were a dad and on those sports field and ice surfaces, you were, like, volunteerism was a trait or a value of yours, because you had mentioned when you were a teenager, I think.
Yeah, I became a big brother, I think, when I was 19 or 20 years old. I was one of the youngest bigs to be matched with a little. My little, he's not a little anymore. His name is Nathan. So it was a great experience. And I always say it was a way for me to stay young and do young things, you know, and all that. So I was in university, and I remember I used to manage the barn of the UPEI bar, and I would take my 10-year-old little brother to after hours to the barn. But yeah, that was a very, very fulfilling. I got as much out of that relationship as Nathan did. So it was, I'm not sure why. I think I read about the weights for big brothers. He had another brother that had been matched for over a year, so he was watching his older brother go out the door with his big.
Gotcha.
So that's kind of what prompted me, just reading an article about the wait times. And so it's a great organization. I continue to support it. I've been on the board there. I was also on the board for Stars for Life, for when it's an inaugural, and just the force of Carolyn Bateman and what she's done for autism on PEI. Uh-huh. She is a force to be reckoned with. So I was involved with Stars for Life Foundation way before the house was just a concept.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So again, very, very fulfilling. I like to stay busy. I'm certainly busy in my position now, but you know, I just like to keep going forward.
Yes, and I know you are busy, busy, busy. Mm. Yesterday, we were talking about just what we do to keep mentally healthy. If you had downtime, like how would you spend it?
Oh boy!
Or what do you? I'm assuming you have some.
I do like to work. I really do. I like to stay busy. You know, again, back to my family and my kids. I guess that's my priority. It is a bit of a life change now. As my, you know, I have two daughters in university, one in grade 11. As they say, they don't need dad anymore. Like we spoke of off air, I think being in the political realm would be very challenging with a young family. People do it for sure, but I think you'd have to make sacrifices. So I'm fortunate. I kind of joke that they don't need dad anymore. So it allows me to dive in and do, you know, put some serious hours into my current position.
Yes, although I won't get emotional here, but I'm almost 50, and although I don't see my dad every day, I very much value his responses via text or when he comes to help me do whatever. So I always, and they will too, always need their dad. Mm-hmm. And be grateful for that. So gotta say that.
Do you still have any question here for me? Question
over here. Darcy's got his hand up over there.
Do you still have any connections at Golf PEI, and do those connections have the ability to come through with one of those gold cards that get you onto all the courses?
Yeah, and again, I think, you know, I'm known sometimes in the political world as a golf guy and not as as my previous career, but I was very fortunate. Again, great lifestyle job, for
yeah,
sure.
Hey, listen, you know. Thank you. From me to you, thank you for doing it.
So in a great industry, you know, to be involved in, I'm still pretty close to them, all the operators that
Unreal.
Did that. So it was very fulfilling, and again, it allowed me to have a good life. Work-life balance.
Yes.
But if they want to reach out to me at any point in time, you know, that can absolutely be a thing.
I'll see what I can do.
Awesome. We'll wrap things up coming up next with Mark McLean, the Minister of Health and Wellness, our interesting Islander today.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Safe to use while operating machinery. Live for Today's Hot Tub event is back in Stratford. Now through Saturday.
The world is waiting when you fly YYG.
Mainly cloudy with a chance of showers today, clearing this afternoon, wind gusting up to 60 this morning and a high of 14. Tonight, more clouds, some showers overnight, wind gusting to 40 and a low of 7. And tomorrow, some rain, 5 to 10 millimeters, clearing in the afternoon with wind gust to 70. Tomorrow's high is 14. Right now, it's 9 in Summerside, it's 8 in Montague, 8 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
It is 8:20 right now. UPEI women's hockey team kicks off their home season tonight.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
Home opener is tonight out at UPEI taking on Moncton. Good luck to the gals. Game time is at 7 o'clock. We'll wrap things up with Minister Mark McLean coming up next on Ocean.
I've been lonely. I've been waiting for you. I'm pretending.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
8:24, good morning. And I love Fridays for this reason. We always have a special guest. And today's has been just fantastic. Mark McLean, our Minister of Health and Wellness here on the island. Sir, thank you for doing this again. It's different to come into our world and be a part of this craziness, this mayhem, if you will.
Yeah, thanks, Darcy. Yeah. Thanks to all the people who are walking by the window and giving us a little wave.
Right?
This morning.
Hey, welcome to our world. We get to do that all the time.
Yes.
And you're fitting right in. I will say that.
Yes.
Right. Very right.
The guys do make fun of me on occasion because I can be distracted, but you are here and can verify. Like there's a lot going on outside our window.
Yeah, you try to stay focused. And
some of us do a better job of that than others, but that's okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I was talking about myself.
We know, and we've been speaking a lot this week about Thanksgiving weekend, of course, coming up. A holiday that I always look forward to, and I kind of like to reset and just kind of remind myself some things that maybe I wasn't as mindful about, the things that I have to be thankful for. Anything that you would like to say on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, again, my family, we always have a large family dinner. My wife is one of five kids, so on her side of the family, there's always a large crowd on Sunday for Thanksgiving. And as you were talking about on air, over the past few weeks, I've been doing a Folks on the Frontline tour, and which is basically I go to a facility and the healthcare workers have the opportunity to sit down and talk with me and give me suggestions on how to fix our system. And you can feel the passion in the room. It's been a fantastic experience for me. I think we've learned a lot through that. So I think, you know, this weekend, those healthcare workers are, you know, on the job serving Islanders, and we're continuing to make strides to improve healthcare. I know it's not going fast enough for me or the public, but I think we're going in the right direction. And those people are such a, it's amazing that the experience that I've had over the past few months and doing the Focus on the Frontline tour has been very, very impactful for me.
So we are grateful to all those in the front lines in healthcare for all they do. And obviously their passion, and who better qualified to chat and make those suggestions about how to improve those that are working directly in it and passionate and wanting to provide care, right?
Yeah, we've had people come in with three pages of notes. We've had people that have prepared. We've had groups come in, like a small part of a department come in and make suggestions on how we can improve, you know, work-life balance or recruitment strategies. All the operational, we've small issues, large issues. So we'll continue to do it. I think I was in Montague yesterday for the morning at a facility, and then we're in Summerside a couple days ago. So we'll continue to do that. But again, it's a good opportunity for me just to thank our healthcare workers. They've been through a lot. We place a lot of pressure on those healthcare workers, especially with population growth on PEI. You know, we've crested 180,000 people on the island. I always say the secret's out of Prince Edward Island.
Ain't that the truth?
Isn't it the truth? So again, that's more pressures. They're just seeing more people than they've ever seen before, and we try to support them as best we can.
Well, we say we're thankful for them. And if I can, we're thankful for you that in your role, you are out there and meeting with them and listening too. There's a lot to be said for that. That's how good things happen.
And back to thanks, you know, again, I think we have a strong staff in my department with my deputy, my two assistant deputies. We're working really well with Health PEI. So a little shout out to all those staff members that I work with every day. Again, they're the first ones into the office at the day and the last ones to leave. And we kind of have a saying that healthcare will take every hour that you give it. And these people give their time to make things better.
All right. Well, you're definitely off to a great start, and we're sure that that's going to continue. Thank you very much for coming in here and spending a bit of time with us and getting to know the wacky side of what it is to do a radio show in the morning. So thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having
me. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Not to be used as a personal flotation device.
This is Jennifer Evans, Director of Operations for Stingray. Today's